been talking about. I've never wanted to do witchcraft before, but like...
Everyone, you're here with Kat,
Casey,
and Chloe,
and you're listening to The Zoo Report. We're here to discuss all things UMass and beyond, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you have stories you want shared, message us on Instagram, at The Zoo Report, or on Twitter, report_zoo, and we'll dish it out anonymously.
Woo! First try and everything.
We're back.
We are back. Upcoming UMass events. Let's get started, ladies. So Saturday, September 14th, the UMass field hockey team is facing off against Albany at 3 p.m. on Gerber Field.
Wait, can we go?
Yeah, I'm down.
I honestly
go.
Would. I've
never actually, mommy and daddy are visiting Saturday, so
Chloe will go.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go.
Support your local ladies. Sunday.
Come with the Z ladies.
Sunday, September 15th, UMass's Charge, that's C-H-A-A-R-G, is hosting a welcome party at 11 a.m.
One of my roommates is in that.
What is
Shut
that?
Up, yeah.
What is Charge?
It's like a workout group, and you kind of just, I don't know, it makes it more fun, and I feel like you're more likely to go if you're like...
I think I joined it for a day once.
I
joined
know,
a lot of things for a day.
I don't know too much about it, but it sounds cool.
Interesting. I don't know where it is. Do you know
where
the welcome
party is? We should have somebody on. I'll have my roommate come on and tell us about it.
I'm pretty sure they're also like really into like sending positive,
like female empowerment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we will stay tuned for some Charge. Monday, September 16th is the last day to add or drop a class, so make sure you have your schedule figured out before then. And Tuesday, September 17th is Greek Life bid day at 5 p.m. And you can find details on where to go and how to get there at umass.edu/events/panhellenic-bid-day. So make sure all you rushies have your together.
Rushies. I don't know. I don't know.
Seems Chloe, legit. Throwback to when you rushed for a sorority.
I knew you were going to bring that up, and I don't want to talk about it.
Intense process.
Anyways, the weather. This weekend we'll stay mid to high 70s, kind of like my outfits. It's
going. I hated that, but also loved it.
She got new clothes, and she looks a little bit retro today.
The jeans are baggy, but in a retro way. You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
It's going to get a little hot and gross. Which I like. Casey wants it to be rainy and cold. And
I wouldn't say rainy and cold, but like a nice refreshing fall day.
That's just because you're from Ireland, fresh off the boat from Ireland, and she's like, "Wait, does no one feel like the humidity though? Like, where's the greenery?"
You know,
I just feel like the air should be moist. Do you know what I mean?
I agree with her.
It actually didn't rain that much there, to be honest.
When I visited, it didn't rain once. It was just cloudy. I feel like it's just cloudy.
Want the cliffs. I wish I could take the Ireland cliffs and plant them at UMass.
I didn't get to go
when I was
there. But I've been to Ireland before, so I went. But I had the stomach bug. First week there, I bought a ticket and everything. It was really sad.
Yeah, so speaking of Ireland, Kat is back with us from abroad. So she's going to give us a recap. Get it? Of her abroad trip.
You're like, very it's such hard eye contact. You're like, get it.
So Kat, tell us about your adventures.
Well, first of all, it was really fun. I suggest everyone goes abroad. I was really nervous and I almost didn't go, but I'm very glad I did. Ireland was dope. I honestly didn't really like school there that much, like the classes.
What classes did you take?
So taking journalism classes there was kind of hard. I didn't really get any approved. I did like history of television, which was kind of cool. You like watched TV pretty much all the time, but it was like really old episodes, and then you would talk about like the social like connotations, whatever.
I feel like I'd enjoy that immensely.
Yeah, and then I took two comm classes that were just like, eh. There was actually one about interactivity and stuff and like digital media, so that was cool. But the teachers just didn't really tell you what they expected of you. You were kind of lost in the sauce.
Did they give you a syllabus?
Yes, but it was kind of like, but if I change something on this, like, you just have to go with it. Like, I'm just going
to
make up
my own. Sister went to school in Ireland, and she said it's like, no one actually cares if you go to class or anything like that, but it's like, if you don't, she's like, I had one final paper halfway through and one final exam, and that was the entire grade.
Yeah. So she's no homework. We had two assignments, but the first one, like, first of all, they didn't really tell you what they wanted. They just were like, kind of figure it out. Like, okay. And then they didn't give the grades back until the very end. So it's like, I don't know what you didn't like to fix for the second assignment. So it was just kind of stressful.
That just seems like common sense stuff, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, here's and some like feedback said, to improve.
Like, they didn't care if you won or not. It just kind of was like, I'm here. I'm giving you this syllabus.
I need someone to be holding me accountable. Like, otherwise, I'll be like, why would I show up?
Yeah. Hold and I feel like the teachers here, like, actually care about you as like humans. Yeah. And, like,
you know what? Well, that's what Jack and Will said. Yeah. So last semester while you were gone, we had these British boys on the podcast. Ooh. Actually, we only had Jack. Yeah, Kat's a big fan of British boys.
Sure. British boys. With a Z. That's our self-motto. Everything plural is boys.
Yeah, he said that like the biggest difference between him taking classes in England and him taking classes in America was that like he was not expecting the teachers to like care about him.
He also is like, no one, he's like, they actually know your name here in class. Like, even in big classes, he's like, people that he like, they know your
and
name.
Everyone's
name
and everyone says America is rude.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But I'm
so anyway, but it was kind of good because like we didn't have like homework assignments every night and whatever.
Lots
so
of times
it was good for like, yeah, for like,
where were your favorite places?
Paris was really fun. Oh, I also went to Lisbon.
It's really fun when you have a boyfriend to go to Paris.
Did you and your man go to Paris together?
We did.
That hurts my heart. Yeah.
Our first date was in Paris.
Oh.
Where else? Yeah.
We met in front of the Champs-Élysées.
We had a picnic underneath the Eiffel Tower.
Did you?
So, yeah.
Oh my
That's
god.
That's sickening. Like legit sickening.
Hi, I'm Kat. My boyfriend's name is Quinn, and our first date was underneath the Eiffel Tower. And
your
it's no
kids
big
are
deal.
Gonna like one day be like, Mom, like I don't know if I should go on this like Tinder date with this boy. Like we're Snapchatting, but and you're like, well, have I ever told you about me and your father's first date under the Eiffel Tower?
They're gonna be like living in Paris now, like. Oh, my
guys,
God.
Hype me up.
All right.
Like, no, I've, like, never even thought about that. But, like, what neighborhood do you think would be, like, good for the
Wilson
family?
Stop.
If you could give, like, anybody advice, a.k.a. me and Chloe, who are struggling right now to figure out a bra.
No, I like.
It is annoying.
I thought you were going to say single, so I was like.
We'll get really to that. We'll get to that.
I was, like, I was wondering what you were about to say.
You said abroad, and I was like, wait, what? No, we're finding love.
No, advice for abroad, because it is
advice
super.
Advice for finding love abroad.
No,
I can help you with that.
We are in the process of going abroad, and for everybody listening that is thinking of going abroad,
it seems
hard.
Overwhelming and stressful, and like especially I didn't really save
like
a lot of money, which I
last
definitely
minute too.
Last minute,
which is hard.
Like, I remember.
I had like maybe 10 days to decide, and then I was like, I'm gonna be so mad at myself if I don't do it, because like I don't know, I had a lot of anxiety, and even like I don't know, like when the time was nearing for me to go, I was like, is it too late to change my mind? Like I'm scared. And the first week was like tough because you're like in a brand new place, like, and we like met the friends that we had like the whole time the first week, but like I feel like when you first meet people, you don't know if they're like.
You're like kind of feeling it out. For
like
a while.
I think about freshman year, like, all the friends you lost along the way.
Exactly, and I was like, I don't know, like going out in a different country. I'm like, do these people actually care? Like, if I like get home, like you know what I mean? Like you just don't have that like security of. Like,
did you
best
go
friends.
With friends or did you just?
So I had a friend from home that goes to Stonehill. She also went to UCD, but we didn't like live in like she lived on campus and I lived in the city.
Did you?
So it was nice that she was there because. If we were both, like, nervous or, like, needed anything, like, it was, like, a bus ride away. So.
Yeah.
Did you have random roommates?
Yeah. And I had like, no idea. I had, it was me and five others. Yeah, five others. And
it's a lot.
They gave us no information on who they were. But we, like, lucked out. Like, I loved all of them. And it was.
That is so lucky.
Yeah. I actually met a girl, Grace. Shout out, Grace, if you're listening to this. I met her at the airport. And we were just chatting, like, oh, where are you going? Like, UCD. And then she said she went to UMass, and I was like, oh, my God, me too. Like, and then I was stressing about because, like, all the people that we were, like, at the airport with, because I was with the girl from home, they were all living on campus, and I was living at this random apartment building, and I was like, I don't know, like, how am I going to get there? And we were landing at, like, 4 a.m., and then she was like, oh, my God, I'm living in that apartment too. So we were like,
no that way. Is wild.
No, listen, it gets better. So then we were like, okay, well, take the cab together there because, obviously, like, I don't know, we're going to the same place. So we get there, and thank God she was with me because my phone was dead, and my phone at the time I got a new one since then was literally, like, so
Holy
bad. Like, it was terrible.
Crap.
So it was 4 a.m., and the doors were locked. Like, it wasn't, like, the apartment wasn't, like, open 24/7, and but there was a number you could call, like, the, it's called, like, student ambassadors because it was, like, a student apartment or whatever. So that she called the number and he let us in, but I'm like, it was kind of bad.
That's like scary because I'm like used to adults telling me everything in my life and like what time and like where. And
now you're just an adult. Really sounds like I didn't have like cellular data yet because I was just like in. So if she wasn't with me, I would have been screwed on the side of the road in Dublin at 4 a.m. But anyway, so we go in. She calls the guy. He comes and gets us. We live in the same like flat, like the same apartment, and her room is 1 and my room is 2.
Oh my god,
that is so. Like you're like
that is like
up
some serendipity
like,
type of
shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh my god,
and you guys were friends.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Shout out Grace.
Yeah. So and then there was 3 boys and then another girl, Sarah. And it was really
that's,
locked up.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
But did they were they all from America?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they all go to UMass?
No. So Rishi and Sarah went to Michigan.
Wait.
And Colin and Ryan went to Penn State, but all of them didn't know each other.
2 hours later.
And then, like, Quinn's whole apartment and us, we all became friends there also.
So, wait, did Quinn live? Is that how you met him?
Yeah. Like, he lived in, so there was, like, the same apartment building, but there was different, like, flats with all, like, different names. So, like, my
flat.
Love
how they call them flats.
Yeah. He, like, opened, and then there were 6 rooms and a kitchen, and that was me and my roommates. And then his was, like 5 steps away, and then he had like
that's wild. So like units.
Him and Sam, yeah.
Yeah.
And so you got like, how did you guys meet one day? You just kind
of
like wandered over.
One of my roommates, Ryan, goes to Penn State, and he was friends with a bunch of these Penn State girls that lived in his apartment. So they were like hanging out, and then everyone just brought like their roommates, and then we were just like a squad the whole time.
That's adorable. And then they went on a picnic underneath the Eiffel Tower just for funsies.
In Paris.
In Paris.
Well, that was a little while later, you guys.
All right.
I'm sure there's work and love and relationship. And you have to put some effort in. But meanwhile, they went to a date in Paris.
I know.
They went to Amsterdam together. And
oh, I want to go to Amsterdam.
Fault in Our Stars goes to Amsterdam together.
I went to London too, but not
okay.
With him.
That's.
Get it?
I get it.
Fault in Our Stars.
I get it. Anyways. Moving on, let's get into some UMass-related topic, and back to school, back to basics for freshman girls.
I love this topic, everyone.
Super fun, super great. Anyways, during the first month of college, females are...
Yeah, so a little statistic for you. Thanks, BJ, for the statistic. During the first month of college, females are at 10 times the risk for rape, sexual assault, and physical assault than they will be in their entire lives. So we're going to go as seasoned vets at UMass. We're going to go over some safety for you freshman girls. Kat, you can start us off.
Do not travel alone. This is a big one. Always use the buddy system. I feel like for like Ubers and stuff too, like never be by yourself.
Yeah, after
and
the recent Uber kidnappings too.
I used to think it was totally fine to take an Uber alone, but I just like would not risk it anymore.
No. And like going to the bathroom even, like I don't know. Make sure you have someone with you and don't let drunk friends walk home alone.
One time freshman year, I got separated. Like this was like the first week or 2 weeks of school, I got separated from everybody and I like started walking home alone and this guy pulled up in a car and was like, did you order an Uber? And I was like, no. And he was like, well, I'm your Uber. Get in the car. And I was like, what? No. And then he was like, no, I'm your Uber. Get in. And then I found these random girls from Smith, and we, like, all ended up walking home together.
Yeah,
so, like, it's okay to go up to random girls, too, and be like, can I walk home with you? Because I did that, and they were really nice, and they walked me all the way to my dorm.
But
so
also be those nice girls.
Help each other out.
Girls home. Like,
even if you like are complete strangers, if you see a girl that's alone
and, like,
just run up
and stuff,
yeah,
if you see
run
a guy
up
being creepy. I was big on this in Ireland and all my guy friends yelled at me because there would be like this like 6-7 guy talking to a girl or like being creepy or something, and I would go up to him and be all like feisty and they're like, Kat,
but
you
that's
not winning.
Gotta do that.
But I'm like, you know,
it
what?
Takes
but
them back.
With enough energy,
they
might
get
be scared.
Yeah, they get nervous. Also, don't, this is like basic, but don't take drinks from anybody.
No, but that's like a real, when you're kind of drunk and someone's like, oh, you want this? No.
Yeah,
don't even
no.
take beers. Like, literally. Even
you
if it's
never
like a,
know. You will never know. Like, especially at frats.
It.
Yeah, just don't do
also,
it. And if
I
you,
like a big thing, too, like, I would always bring, like, Dunkin' Donuts cups and stuff to parties.
Yeah.
Things with lids
bring
on it. Like,
caps,
that sounds
lids.
Like
oh, snack
overdramatic,
cups.
But it's
even
not.
Better because they have
snack
snacks
cups have snacks
on the top.
At the top. Yeah.
We and should get to report.
Merch. We should
merchandise.
Have merch. Why don't we have
we
merch?
Should have because we have like 10 listeners.
Yeah, but they want
we
the
could
shirts.
We could get merch for like
$50. What if we had a shirt like this and then it had like
I'm
you can't really
so
see it but it's a crop top and then right
I'm
here
done.
It had like the zebra logo and then in pink it said zebra.
2 hours later.
But we could make zoo report safety cups for girls.
No, I'm so in for that.
Yeah, we definitely we because will talk
the zoo report
about
are friends of the people.
We are, and especially friends of the females. Yeah.
Friends of the females.
Friends of the females. That's a hashtag
okay,
waiting
more,
to happen.
What are some more tips?
Report stuff. Yeah, don't be. UHS actually offers rape kits, and in every dorm there's like all these numbers. There's a suicide hotline and there's a sexual assault hotline where you can literally call them even if you want to be anonymous and like report what happened. And you should definitely do this because frats especially get away with so much sketchy shit, girls. Like, they are never held accountable, and I feel like that's why these things keep happening.
On the same note, I feel like you can't demonize all men, and also men need to hold each other accountable.
Yes.
You
know,
that's I mean, a big one.
Big
right
one.
There.
Men ladies.
Because not all guys are going to be bad guys either. Keep that in mind. Like, don't just, like, look at a guy and be like, they're scary. Because they might be very nice guys. But those nice guys need to, like, not.
A little tip for everyone out there. If they tell you they're a nice guy, they're probably not.
That's true. If a guy walks up
just
to you and says, I'm a nice guy.
And yeah. Look out for your friends, whether you're a guy or a girl.
And don't walk alone. Don't leave your friends alone. I shouldn't say don't walk alone. Don't leave your friends alone because nobody should have to walk alone if
and even like
they're
if
not
you
left.
Have to leave the bar 30 minutes early, boo hoo, like that's better than your friend getting like
yeah.
hurt
mugged
or taken.
Yeah. Yeah. And it happens. They had what was the Luminary event? AKIO, where all these ladies from UMass shared their experiences like yeah. of sexual assault. So these things are real.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Now, on a less happy topic, let's get into doghouse.
A less happy?
Less heavy.
Less heavy. Less heavy. You're right. Yeah, so for new listeners, doghouse is our segment where we tell bad relationship stories or bad friendship stories, and then we say who's in the wrong, and we give our expert opinion because we're super qualified. And there's kind of a theme.
As an outside observer my whole life, I can say I truly know what's up.
Our theme is all about ghosting. So normally we have a bunch of stories, but today we have one very, 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 very large story that Kat has not heard yet.
Ooh,
so she's gonna give us a first listener opinion on it. So let's just start with a little bit of background info. All these names are fake names, so none of these names are real people in context of the story. So we have a girl named Alexia and a boy named Eric.
With a C.
With a C. And they met freshman year of college here at UMass, and they dated for 2 years, just about 2 years. When this story actually took place, it was kind of at their 2 year mark. So he was a bit older than her, and
that does not mean more mature.
Yeah, that does not mean more mature, and you will find out why. So freshman year, they, you know, start talking, they start dating, blah blah blah. Sophomore year, they get more serious, and like, they love each other. He talks to her about moving in together junior year, like all this stuff. Mind you, he's like, I don't know, maybe like an eighth year at this point. Like, I don't know what's wrong with him, but he just like refused to graduate. He had
red flag.
Yeah, he had
kept
one
being
assignment.
Like, oh, I have this one class. So like, I guess like I failed it because I didn't do the one essay I needed. But like, well, and just like kept going on like stuff like
sounds
that.
Sounds fake,
where
but
you're
okay.
Like, and then right? He changed his, what did he even graduate? He was like, I'm chemical engineering. And then he was like, I'm neuroscience. And then he would like change his major
yeah.
like all the time.
He was very, like, some of the things he said, I just like, it didn't sound right. Like nothing about him added up. But when you are in love, you are very blind to all of that. So she, Alexia, was very blind to Eric's bullshit. So Eric decides to move to Miami spring semester of Alexia's sophomore year. And he has some construction job thing, which was also
super
sketchy.
Vague, super vague.
Vague and sketchy. So he ended up living in this house, and then I guess the plumbing broke and flooded it. So tell me if you think that this sounds about right. He went on a site that you randomly get assigned a roommate. And his roommate was this blonde model girl
like
that went to U Miami. Why? Wait, how? A second. How would a college student, like, how would an
also, was she like a construction worker?
No.
Like, these beams are so heavy.
No hate on female construction workers. You go, girls.
Yeah, but she, it was not her. It was not her. I did a lot of stalking.
Also, she went
to U Miami, and he did not.
She just got randomly paired with him.
With a random non-college student.
That's fake news.
That's fake news right there.
And, like, also, like, if you were that girl, he's a big, big guy. Like, he was a bodybuilder, and your site randomly paired you with that guy, would you be like, yeah, like, let's live together?
Also, her site, like, what that,
not even
what
that,
even is that?
Not even that. If I called my mom and my dad, and I was like, hey, this is my new roommate.
That just doesn't make any sense.
My mom would be like, no, it's not. Like, that's, you're not living with a random jacked guy who also looks creepy.
But he didn't go to college there.
No,
so, like, what
no.
was his pairing process?
It's all
some
fake.
Random he website that he refused to send the link to.
Because it definitely isn't
also,
a website. He definitely
I
saw her.
Say,
she was hot. Maybe it was like Craigslist. Like, honestly,
they Craigslisted each
also,
other.
Also, like 85% of girls, I feel like, would like try to find other girls,
right?
Or
yeah.
like.
Non
unless
people,
boys,
or like
you're
if she
in
went to school
a relationship
there, like,
with somebody,
yeah, oh, the plot thickens,
right? This is gonna be so good. So, so Alexia visited Eric twice, and mind you, the first time she visited him at this apartment, she got really weird vibes from this girl that he was living with, like super, super weird vibes. And he had another girl that was like one of his best friends down there, and Alexia like is girls with her. So it wasn't like a she hates every girl in his life. She just got super weird vibes. And the first time she visited, I guess in Miami, they don't go out to the bars till 1 a.m. Sounds weird. And so he went out, took a bunch of like LSD drugs, and she wasn't 21, so she couldn't go out. So she was like,
why would he go out when she was visiting?
And he didn't come back till like 9 p.m. the next night.
Okay, no.
The next night. No. That is like, I don't even know how many hours. 15 hours later?
I would have gone home.
Right. So
she debated it.
Debated, yeah. And so, and she's in love with him. So like, this is like very difficult for her to like be processing at the moment. So next plot point. The boy says, Eric, he says that, so Alexia comes home and she's, you know, it's the summer, she's chilling. And mind you, this Miami trip was originally supposed to be 6 weeks. And then he was going to come home and find like a real big boy job. Mm-hmm. And at this point, it's been like 4 months and he's still there living with this blonde model in an apartment. Right? Because the pipe burst
wait,
is originally
so what,
placed.
What did she... Like, what happened when he didn't come home till the next day? She just was like,
she was
whatever.
Like mad at him for
she
a second.
Laid by the pool all day and just like had herself a day.
I literally would be like tweaking out. Did she hear from him at all? Do we know?
Like, no, I don't think
he's
so.
He's a notorious, really bad communicator.
But like, if my boyfriend didn't come back for like,
no, he
we
like,
know.
Won't answer. He's he totally, like, he's one of those people that's like totally fine with never answering a text from you.
Just wait till we get to the end of this, and
but
you will understand.
But you're in Miami by yourself,
right?
He's
yeah,
missing.
Right.
Oh, and doesn't
I would
explain.
Be on my way
and
home.
She came home, and I think she was like, "Where were you?" And he was like, "Out." And I'm pretty sure that's like the biggest fight they had. Like,
well, I'm not
surprised. So, anyways, she is now in the summer working, saving up money, whatever, and he's still in Miami, and she is asking him, "When are you coming home?" Like. What is the deal? And so he tells her, oh, the guy down here offered me half his company. And I'd be making like over 6 figures, which still sounds sketchy.
Yeah, half his company fake. Is like he's selling drugs for sure.
Yeah,
like, there's
for sure.
No way you're making 6 figures at a construction company.
Right. So
as
then.
As like a new random guy that just.
Right.
Makes it, like. The, yeah, okay.
Everything
continue.
About this. There's
I
not
know,
one.
Like, his, like,
I want to know. I want to know the truth.
There,
I want to
know
the truth.
We probably have like 10% of the information. Like,
right.
There is probably so much more.
There is. There is. So he also tells her, I got off, like, so I have half this company. Whatever company. That was, sorry, swears. But like, he also like never elaborated on like what this company actually did. Like, he was building, some penthouse.
In like the same, like, he's not an elaborator. Like, where'd you find your roommate? A website?
And when she
What's
visited?
Your job? It's a building.
And like, when she visited, he didn't work once. And so she was like, did she just take
so
like a week off?
Drugs and like
yes.
this random girlfriend.
Yes. And Miami's kind of like a drug hub. No offense to
like,
everybody.
No wonder
in
he's
Miami.
Out in the club till 9 p.m. the next day. Probably
what
like
is he doing?
Drugs
yes.
The
girlfriend is visiting.
Right.
Like,
Okay, even continue. Drug dealers are nicer to their girlfriends than that. Like,
because they got money to spoil them.
Exactly. So he also tells her that he also has an interview in Boston. So he comes home to Massachusetts 1 week. And they, like, see each other. They talk about the future. Like, he's like, yeah, if I get this job in my Boston, I'm going to come home. Why did
he have an interview if he was offered half of the company?
Because he didn't know if he wanted to live in Miami forever.
Okay. Or maybe end up in jail eventually from pushing drugs. Right.
So he goes home. He supposedly goes to this job interview, blah, 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 whatever. And then he leaves and he tells Alexia, he's like, oh, I'll update you. I'll probably be home in, like, 2 weeks. So, legitimately, like, 3 days after he leaves from visiting her and planning their future together, he says,
yikes,
offered me, oh, sorry, I have to bleep that name out. The guy offered him even more of his company. So first,
this company must be doing terrible.
Yeah, can we get the name of this company?
We'll never get the name. We should do some digging and update and see what we can research. Like,
what guy? Let's say your company's doing really well, right? Like, you're like, I'm making 6 figures a year from this company, right? Why would you be like, hey, man, do you want like 3/4 of it?
Also, I feel like if you had that successful of a company, you definitely know people that are more qualified and that you have a better relationship with.
Than a seventh-year graduate.
Right. To partner with than this random man.
So, Alexia answers. Alexia answers. And those points, like, what I'm about to say will, like, blow away all the other sketchy points. So she is like, oh, well, what are you gonna do? What's your decision? He doesn't answer. And he doesn't answer all day. So then the next day she texts him and she's like, like, hey, like, can we talk about this? Like, this also affects me. Yeah. We've been dating for 2 years. You just visited me 4 days ago, planning your future with me. Like, if you want to stay in Miami, like, maybe we can figure something out. Like, she is all in. He doesn't answer. So the next day, she's like, Eric, like, come on. Like, you gotta answer me. Like, we need to talk about this. She calls him, FaceTimes him, texts him. Whole week, he doesn't answer. Next week, she waits and waits. It's like Friday. So it's been over a week since she's heard from him. She sends him one last text, saying, if you don't answer this, I'm going to assume that we're done, that this is over. He turns his red receipts on, reads it, and doesn't answer. And that is how they broke up. They are no longer dating. Like,
after 2 years.
Planning life together, an apartment together, everything together. He told her he wanted to marry her and have kids with her.
Okay, that's absurd. But she definitely dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
So, for you know, sure. What's funny is, like, a month after, she was like, I don't know why I didn't see all these sketchy signs when I was
We told her. We were every time, because this is just one tiny portion of 2 years of this kind of stuff happening. Yeah, and us being like, what is wrong with your boyfriend? I think
that's for the best for her. But also, like, okay, say you're done with it, whatever. He has this girlfriend. He's going to be a drug lord or construction site owner in Miami. Just be like,
New Miami I don't cartel. Think
it's going to work out. Like, I'm
have
living in Miami now.
Have the balls to at least text her.
Also, after 2 years, like, you don't have
I'm just confused. Like, did he ever love her?
No. I just think
I don't think
he
can do that to somebody
head.
In love.
I don't
did,
know.
Was he literally
has
on
issues.
Drugs?
He like, has I'm issues. Not,
I think so. There is something
he's,
completely
like, mental
wrong
issues.
With this man. Like, well, you don't plan your
maybe
life.
Maybe he'll live in Miami and figure it out.
You know, I think
him
and his roommate are probably going to have a beautiful life together.
Yeah.
And she'll find somebody better.
Oh, she's already.
You know, she got her revenge body on. Like,
she does have her revenge body on.
She is doing great. So
she is doing great.
Go back to Miami. Tell her not to go to Miami for spring break.
Yeah. No Miami ever.
You're going to see his face on, like, wanted posters down there.
I know. It's in, like, 5 years from now, it's going to be, like, blank, arrested for
the biggest trial of the century.
Drug trafficking. Yeah. It's going to be.
I'm like, I knew him.
It's going to be, like, new Pablo Escobar, but, like, Miami and
American. He doesn't
American.
Sound, like, smart enough to pull that off.
No, he's not. He's.
But he's so many majors.
Well, you know what? She'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But that's absurd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To put just, the red receipts also, on too, like, damn.
It's Friday the 13th this week, and it's a harvest moon, and I'm just saying his karma will not be resetting after the moon, because you cannot reset your karma after something like that. Like,
I'm pretty sure he never reset his karma.
Also, can you tell me about the ritual you were talking about?
Oh.
Casey's really into this.
So, yeah, it's Friday the 13th this week, and... Actually, when this is published, it will be... This is publishing on Friday the 13th. Oh, my God.
You
should have
told,
it.
Like, a ghost story or something on this.
This was a ghost story. When is ghosting okay? Do we have thoughts about that? Like, when is it okay to... Have we ever when ghosted you, anybody? I've ghosted somebody.
I mean, not like... I
not like
I,
that.
I
not like
have,
that.
Have. I've never yeah. in a relationship.
The most... Like, I don't even know if this counts as ghosting. In... Like, when you're Snapchatting someone and you just stop responding. Yeah, see, and, like
that's
that
icing.
Does that count as...
Okay, so okay. then I haven't ghosted. I've iced.
I feel like ghosting is when, like, you... The idea... I've ghosted.
I feel like when you're in a relationship, that is not okay.
Yeah, you can't ghost in a relationship. But, like, when it seems like a good idea at first and you, like, maybe hang out and then, like... You realize it was not a good idea.
But you don't want to, like, and tell them.
Right,
like,
so you just
you
don't
stop
answer.
Answering and then they keep going and then you're
yes.
like, because you don't want to lead them on.
Yes. Yeah,
I think, you could, but you also, like, in that case, like, let's say they keep texting you or keep, like, whatever form of communication you have. And they're like, let's say you've, like, gone on a date or hung out, whatever you want to call it. And, like, they're like, do you want to do this again? Like, I had a lot of fun. Or, like, keep going. You should respond and just be like, hey, I'm sorry, like, I'm really busy right now. I'm not sure this is a good, like. There are times yeah. when you should answer. Like,
that's now true. There's a new show coming out about ghosting, but it sounds bad.
I don't. They chase the
this.
People that
yes, they
ghosted.
Go after the people that ghosted
we should
you.
Nominate Alexia
but, like,
and Eric.
Sometimes like,
we
what
should.
If like a sketchy person is like contacting you and you don't like? I feel like that becomes
and also,
like a safety. Thing.
That
like,
is
like, yeah. that's
like
stalking.
As messed
but using
up as
TV
it
to
is,
stalk them.
Yeah.
As messed up as it is too, like that was their private personal decision and like. It was wrong, especially in Alexia and Eric's case, but, like, you cannot chase
you
somebody
show
down.
You can't show up with TV crew.
Yeah.
Like, gotcha, sucker. Like,
there's almost no point, too, because, like, if they wanted to, like, be with you and talk to you, they would.
Yeah, exactly. And so what do you – do you just, like, want to hear them
so, like,
verbally tell you they don't
you
want you?
Do, yeah, but, like, the whole going after them thing on the show is – I don't think that's a
yeah.
good idea.
No. But anyways, speaking of ghosts, this Harvest Moon, so which has nothing to do with ghosts. It's not spooky. Friday the 13th is spooky, but for all you people who are really feeling, like, stressed out and feel like you have a lot weighing on your shoulders, this Friday is a great opportunity for you to write down a list of things that no longer serve you, say it out loud, and burn the piece of paper and put it in a bowl of water. And therefore, we have a Harvest Moon ritual, and it's very powerful. And then the next day, your karma will reset, and you'll kind of be, like, morally reborn, and you can kind of rebuild yourself. So if you've done a lot of shitty things, you should probably do this.
Or, like, have felt shitty.
Or have felt been feeling
I like
shitty.
This idea. The whole
yeah.
burning the paper and putting in water sounds a little bit like witchcraft. But
Casey's
I'm
like, what are you even talking about? I've never wanted to do witchcraft before, but, like, do you know anything about it or anything?
But, like, I feel like I'm all for, like, the starting
yeah.
move. Refreshing.
Even if it doesn't work, what could you lose?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone will be doing a ritual.
Everyone buy your
Friday.
Candles for the Friday the 13th.
I already bought mine.
Okay.
Very excited.
Wait, do you do special
oh,
candles?
So, yeah, so candles that work best are eucalyptic candles, cedarwood candles, sandalwood candles,
so like a lot of witchy
lavender
bags.
Candles, in any type of incense. So, like, what you typically want to do is take a dragon blood, which clears all, it's a type of incense, and it clears like, all energies out of the room. So you light that, and then you light your candle so that you're in a clean space, which is what
nice.
Will be happening at me and Chloe's apartment, because I'm crazy.
2 hours later.
So, thank you all for listening. We
that
do have to wrap
one,
up
guys.
Now. Yep. We will be back next Friday.
Do 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 do.
Bye.
Outro.
Beams are so heavy.